Hey everyone, and welcome back to The Stoic Way. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and let me tell you, building a strong mindset is like leveling up in life. Seriously, it's a game changer. We all want to crush our goals, navigate those tricky situations with grace, and just feel generally awesome, right? Well, friends, that's where stoicism comes in. Think of it as your secret weapon for unlocking inner peace, resilience, and yeah, even a little bit of badassery. Today, we're diving deep into building that unshakable mindset, the kind that lets you face anything life throws at you with confidence and clarity. Ever feel like you're constantly reacting to stress instead of taking charge? You know that feeling when your mind races, doubts creep in, and suddenly everything feels overwhelming? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? Stoicism has got our back. First things first, let's talk about control. Stoics believe that we can only truly control our own thoughts and actions, not external events. That means letting go of trying to control everything around us because, honey, let's be real, sometimes life just throws curveballs. Instead, we focus on what we can influence. Our responses, our attitude, our choices. It's like shifting from a frantic dancer to a graceful flow artist, adapting and moving with the music instead of fighting against it. Secondly, embracing discomfort is key. Now, I'm not saying you need to become some kind of Zen master who loves cold showers, though. Hey, maybe try one. What I mean is challenges are inevitable. They're part of the human experience. But how we respond to those challenges shapes our mindset. Stoicism encourages us to view obstacles as opportunities for growth and learning. Think of it like a video game you level up by overcoming tough battles, right? Same goes for life. Thirdly, practice gratitude. This one might seem simple, but trust me, it's powerful. Stoics emphasize the importance of appreciating what we have instead of constantly yearning for more. It's about shifting our focus from what's missing to what's already present. A warm cup of coffee on a chilly morning, a supportive friend, the sunshine on our skin. Being grateful rewires our brains to see the good in every situation, even the tough ones. Fourth, cultivate self-awareness. This is all about tuning into your thoughts, feelings, and motivations. It's like taking an internal inventory, understanding your triggers, your patterns, and what truly makes you tick. Self-awareness helps us make conscious choices instead of reacting impulsively, which ultimately leads to a stronger, more resilient mindset. And finally, remember that setbacks are not failures. Listen, everyone stumbles. It's part of the journey. What matters is how we bounce back. Stoicism teaches us to view setbacks as valuable lessons and opportunities to learn and grow. Instead of dwelling on what went wrong, we focus on what we can do differently next time. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're starting a new project at work. You've got this amazing idea, but then things get complicated, deadlines are tight, unexpected challenges pop up, and maybe even some doubts creep in. Sounds familiar? Now, if you're operating with a weak mindset, you might feel overwhelmed, start procrastinating, or even give up altogether. But remember what we talked about today. With a stoic mindset, you'd focus on what you can control. Your effort, your preparation, your problem-solving skills. You'd view the challenges as opportunities to learn and grow, and you'd celebrate every small victory along the way. You might even surprise yourself with how much you accomplish. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways for building that rock-solid mindset. Focus on what you can control, embrace discomfort, practice gratitude, cultivate self-awareness, and remember that setbacks are just stepping stones. Remember, friends, this isn't about becoming some emotionless robot. It's about developing a healthy relationship with your thoughts and emotions so you can navigate life with clarity, resilience, and even a little bit of joyful swagger. Now go out there and make today awesome. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little Stoic inspiration. Leave a review if you loved it, and join the conversation on our social media pages. Until next time, stay strong, stay true to yourself, and keep leveling up.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.